Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. We've got a great show today. We're going to talk about the topic of peace, choosing peace when we're tossed by life storms. Because, yep, so much of life happens just like the weather. It's unexpected. And we can find ourselves caught in a storm, but we're going to get encouraged because we're going to hear words of affirmation that will fill us with God's peace and presence. And we'll also be able to talk about some of the actions that we can take to experience more of that peace. So I cannot wait to share that with you. It's been wonderful having you here. I'm the author of Whispers of Rest and Finding Spiritual White Space. And I'm just hoping that as you're hearing these podcasts, your heart gets encouraged, it brightens your day. And please, I invite you to share this podcast with your friends because it's a wonderful way for us to encourage each other. You know, the world is pretty loud and noisy. And so if we get a chance to let each other know that, hey, we're on the same journey, it makes such a big difference. So I appreciate that as you invite your friends. I'd love to also continue to encourage you, sign up for my weekly newsletter. I have a weekly newsletter at thebonniegray.com, and you'll see a big subscribe button. And I love sharing what refreshes my heart with you as I go through my everyday life. And if you're enjoying the different studies and the links, you can get access to the studies, the articles that I refer to. If you sign up for my newsletter, then you'll get access to the different articles and the links. And they're really helpful. I studied engineering as a college student. So I think God knows that I just need some of that scientific study to like help encourage me because it's so easy to just, you know, be stressed and not know how to get unstressed, right? We need God's word, but we also need to learn God made our bodies a certain way. And there are things that we can do to make ourselves feel better. So I love sharing those with you as well. Okay, so this whole question about storms and when they happen to us suddenly, I once was visiting a friend in Georgia. I live in California, but I had a friend in Georgia. I'd never gone to Georgia before. So I had called up my friend Cynthia and I said, hey, Cynthia, I would love to visit you in Georgia. I've never been there. And so this was back in the days before iPhones and before we can use our iPhones to look at the weather reports. I drove out. She was at work during the day. You know, we'd meet up for dinner at night. But I drove out for a hike at a state park in Georgia. And the local news at the time on the radio had warned me that there would be showers on and off. But, you know, I've hiked in rain before, so I wasn't worried at all. But as I parked my car at the trailhead, I realized I forgot my rain gear. So as I was sitting in the car, I was like, should I chance it or should I leave? Well, I had already driven over an hour to get to that state park. So I looked at the sky and the sun was shining. And I had my waterproof hiking boots and I had a baseball cap. So I thought I'll be fine. Everything looks fine. So I started setting out for the woods, but an hour later, halfway on the trail, it started sprinkling, but then it started pouring in sheets. And then the rain started coming down so hard. It was just falling in sideways. You know what that, you know, when that happens, it rains so hard and it's so windy, the rain starts hitting you sideways. So that umbrella was basically not very useful. I found out that the weather system up on that mountain was completely different than the one back in town. Storm clouds quickly moved in over the trees above me and the sky grew dark. Gusts of wind started howling and claps of thunder were rumbling and they were so loud and explosive in my ears. I had never been close to thunder so, like, it was so loud. I'd never felt so close to thunder before. And then lightning started discharging all around me in rapid fire fashion. And it was like flashing strobe lights. It was just, I was scared, friends. And I was disoriented. It got so dark all of a sudden, I couldn't even see the trail well. And it wasn't even late at night, but I didn't have a flashlight. So there I stood, cold and completely soaked through in the middle of a thunderstorm on a mountain that I'd never hiked before. Have you ever felt that way? Stuck somewhere unexpectedly, like where you feel like you're caught in a storm in life and unexpected circumstances suddenly happen upon you? You know, you feel helpless. You feel confused and you don't know what to do or when the storm will end. You know, I stood there and I just didn't know what to do. I just stood there, but I didn't know when that storm would end. And you might be feeling that way too. Maybe you are also in a storm. You're finding yourself in a storm. Have you ever stayed up late trying to figure out a plan for peace? Are you in the middle of a storm right now? Or maybe you're watching someone you love who's overwhelmed by a storm. Maybe the friend or the family member that you know is even sinking in discouragement and you're frightened by what this could mean as you watch your friend in the storm. You may feel your world is spinning out of control. The truth is we aren't in control, but God is. Jesus stands in the middle of our confusion and he whispers, "Take my hand. I will carry you through. I am with you. I will be your peace." Friends, sometimes the only way out of the storm, out of a dilemma, is letting Jesus take you through the storm and finding that his peace will carry you through better than any plan. There are just life problems that are so big that there is no plan. There's only God's presence to get you through it. So peace isn't the absence of problems. Peace is the presence of God's hand on your heart. It's his love for you. So today for our scripture, I want to go back to where Jesus also takes us to a darkened storm 2,000 years ago. Jesus was alone on a mountain one night, and he too, like on that mountain, was praying for his disciples. He sent them ahead to the Sea of Galilee, where they met a storm. Step into this memory now with Jesus. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side. Seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, he came to them, walking on the sea. That's from Mark chapter 6, verse 45 to 48. You know, it's hard to understand why God would send us out on a journey knowing that we would encounter a storm. But then I looked closer at this passage. We see that Jesus saw them straining at the oars and he came to them. Peter tried to walk to Jesus on the water, but because of the wind, it was so strong, he was afraid. And what did Jesus do? Scripture tells us immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Immediately, it says, Jesus reached out his hand and lifted Peter out of the waves. And what did he say? Did he say, "Why are you so scared?" No, he says, Jesus immediately spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them. And the wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished. That's in Mark chapter 6, verse 50 to 51. We see that Jesus got into the boat with them immediately. In the middle of the storm, they were no longer alone. They knew that Jesus was with them. They personally experienced Jesus in their hearts, the powerful peace of the Master's presence. I realize now, you know, often when I'm in a storm, I definitely look for a plan. That's just human nature. You know, I need to get out of this situation or I need to help my loved one get out of a situation. But, you know, some of these storms, just as life, you know, God doesn't offer us a plan, but he offers us his hand. Peace is a person. Peace is a person. Peace is Jesus. He leads us by his presence. So this is the certainty that can lower our stress when we're going through a tough storm in life. It's God's peace. It's God's presence. Well, the soul care tip for today, the soul care challenge, is one way we can experience God's presence. And guess what it is? Well, there are many ways. So But for today's podcast, I wanted to share one, which is music therapy. Listen to your favorite worship song. It just takes, you cue up a few. Cue up three. That just takes 10 minutes, okay? 10 minutes. Make music your time of meditation to experience God's peace and presence. And you can find new songs or maybe load up your favorite, but I'd like to challenge you to do that today or sometime this week. Just cue up at least three. That gives you 10 minutes of meditation. Meditation will help your body and your spirit just experience calm, return to a place of calm. If you know Brother Lawrence, he said that he made it a habit. He wrote the book, Practicing the Presence of God. He made it a habit to intentionally think of God during the day. He said, I worshiped him as often as I could, keeping my mind on his holy presence, recalling it as often as I found I had wandered from him. Now, this was pretty radical because he was for the practice he had as a monk, they have specific times of prayer, like scheduled times of prayer, right? But he did something that was pretty radical, which was he said, as often as I wanted to, I would return my mind to God's presence. So it's just saying anytime, any place, you can experience God's presence. And songs give us a simple way to practice this presence of God, to return to him during the day whenever we feel stressed. Music is used in therapy to uncover hidden emotional responses in children, helping them to find words to express themselves. You know, children, it's really hard to talk with them and get them to tell you how they're feeling or what happened, right? So therapists use music therapy. They use music and songs. And songs give children permission to examine what's bothering them or to process their experiences. So music therapy is not just for children, right? Music helps us pray also without words. When you're in that storm and you're just overwhelmed, music is a way where you can return to calm and find comfort and alleviate pain. Studies show that music can help alleviate pain. The part of the brain that experiences pain, it diminishes when there is music. So when you feel too stressed to pray, just put on some music and let God whisper words of rest and love to you. So I hope that will inspire you to go look for some new songs or return to some of your favorites that have special meaning to you. And use that time as your time of prayer and meditation. A lot of people don't realize that spending time with God, being in his presence, doesn't just happen in front of the Bible as we study it. Obviously, that is one way, but another way is through music and through worship songs that you are letting God minister to your soul. Well, I hope that this time has been a time of ministry for your soul, just to remind you that God is with you. He's with you wherever you're at in the place. If you're in a place where you have a storm in your life, God is with you and he loves you. I would like to just have us end with a time of prayer. And I hope that this will just return you back to a place of rest. No matter what you're going through, he is with you and he loves you. Dear Jesus, your love reaches to the heavens. Now help me reach for your hand. I'm worried about so many things, but give me courage to trust that you love me. In the storm, you will never leave me. You will always help me, and you love me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for spending this time together. Again, it's just a joy for me to share with you what refreshes my heart, and I want to continue to encourage you. Sign up for my weekly newsletter at thebonniegray.com. Share this podcast with your friends. Encourage a friend who's going through a tough time in the storm, and use this as an opportunity to just let her know that you're with her. It's your presence that's going to help her most. The best way to get your friend through it is by being there for her, by inviting her over for a cup of tea, taking her out to lunch, going on a walk with her, all the different soul care practices that we've been talking about, and all the Breathe Stressless podcasts. You know, those are things you can do with her. So as you refill yourself, then you can offer it to others and help them refill their tank. So I just hope that this will just be something that can flow from your heart over to others in your life. As you are blessed, you can let it flow just like a river flowing onto others. Remember that you are loved and you are worth loving and you're worth it. I forgot to tell you you can find me at thebonniegray.com. That's right. I wanted to share that with you. If you're on Facebook or Instagram, you can also connect with me there. I like to send post encouraging notes there on Instagram and Facebook, and you can find me at thebonniegray also. So remember that you're loved, you're cherished, you're worth it. Just rest. Okay, I'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase in 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.